Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Hang out, hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday, the Wednesday after State of the Union Tuesday. The president gave his speech 80 minutes. It in some ways resembled a Trump rally. The only thing missing was the lock her up chant or build that wall. Other than that, it had a lot of the properties of a Trump rally, where even the Democrat women were dancing in the aisles. It was something else. It didn't look like your typical State of the Union address. Here to analyze is our friend from Citizen Outreach, Chuck Muth, who joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. It's nice to see the sun out for a change.
I know. It's like the way it normally is here in Southern Nevada. Hey, yeah. What did you think last night? 80 minutes long, but the president even had some of the Democrat women eating out of his hand.
Well, only in one small portion of it. Let's start with this. It was, if you were a Trump supporter, he hit it out of the park. You had to love it. He had the right tone. He had the right guest that he recognized in the audience. He did what he had to do to secure his base. Very few people would be disappointed with that speech. If you are a Trump hater and suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, you hated everything about the speech just about. And you know, that's just the way it is. The real interesting part, though, Kevin, is the people in the middle, the undecided voters that could, you know, go either way, that were potentially influenced by Trump. Now, I've said this all along. This president is two things. He is a fast learner, and he's an acquired taste. And when you look at the polling that came out after the speech, 76% approved of the speech. Now, that goes way beyond Trump's base of support, who obviously was going to like him. So I think he did exactly what he needed to do last night, because I think he's starting to make inroads in people who maybe were hesitant about supporting the president, but now are starting to come around and say, hey, this guy does know what he's talking about. He does know what he's doing, and they're starting to listen. And I think it's going to have a positive effect going into his 2020 reelection race.
And by the way, for the record, let the record reflect that we are just after 12 noon Eastern time, and I don't think there have been any stupid tweets following up on that speech last night, which I thought was a really good one. Is that going to have to be a part of, I don't know, the epiphany of the president, where he suddenly says, well, maybe I should not be doing those stupid tweets? Is it possible that maybe the president's learning on that level too?
I don't think so. Again, he is a fast learner, so he's probably learning and will continue to learn on which tweets are most effective and which tweets are least effective, and he'll adjust what he's tweeting. But I don't think you're going to see the president stop tweeting. This is for Donald Trump in this age. What he's doing with Twitter is exactly what President Reagan did back in the early 1980s with going around the media, doing video and talk radio and that sort of thing. And the president, meaning President Reagan, was just great at the optics of videos and staged events. This president is great on social media, and I don't think you're going to see him stop that, and I would not encourage him to stop that, although there can be some, tempering of the some of the personal shots that he occasionally takes that upset people in the middle. I think you may see a tempering of that, but no, I don't think you're going to see him back down from Twitter at all.
I want to ask you, because in that same CBS poll that showed that 76% approved of the president's speech, 72% approved of his ideas on immigration as espoused in that speech. Anything, first of all, what'd you think of his stuff on immigration? A lot of the speech was about immigration.
Yeah, and this comes back to, there's just one issue here that's keeping everything from being settled, and that is the notion of the wall. And for the life of me, now, of course, I'm a Trump supporter, but for the life of me, it's clear that the walls have worked that we've already built. I don't hear Democrats calling for tearing those walls down. And it is part of an overall package. It's not the one and only thing that the president is pushing for. And the amount of money, when you look at how much money our nation wastes on so many other things, I mean, it's a pittance. And the only reason Democrats are opposed to funding the wall is because they know this is the heart of the president's reelection campaign. If he gets the wall, he's going to run on that and say, yes, I kept my promise and we got it. The problem, I think, for Democrats, Kevin, though, is if they don't fund the wall, that's going to also, because as you said, I think public opinion is switching over towards the president's side, then he's going to be able to nationalize the 2020 election, not just for the White House, but he's going to be able to say, hey, look, I've been fighting my darndest. I've done everything I can to get this wall built. It's absolutely necessary for the safety of the country. And the only way it's going to happen is if you give me a Republican Congress that I can work with. And if that takes hold in this nation, he's going to win in a landslide.
Will the president get a bump in the ratings, in the approval ratings?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, it's because of the middle ground there. The middle is starting to shift toward the president's side, I think. And that speech last night helped move them along. The ones, again, there are people who they've been holding back. They haven't fully embraced this president. But I think you're starting to see the momentum shift in his favor. And I think his approval ratings are going to go up.
Want to take you to the state of New Jersey. Now we find that the state attorney general in the Commonwealth of Virginia admits to having worn blackface earlier in his life. Did everybody in Virginia do this? Is this something that's peculiar to this area of the country, the thing of wearing blackface? Because they didn't wear blackface back in Prairie Village, Kansas, when I was growing up.
I thought one of the comical things about the speech last night, when I first looked at the audience and the Democrats and looked at all the women wearing white out there, and I'm thinking, what is this all about? Talk about tone deaf. You've got a governor of Virginia, bringing this whole photo with the blackface and the KKK outfit, dressed in white with the white hood, and the only thing missing in that visual of the Democrat women at State of the Union speech was they weren't wearing the white hoods. I mean, who thought that this was a good idea to to wear all white, and when you're right in the middle of this thing where they're wondering whether or not the Virginia governor is going to resign or not over that photo. I don't know whose idea that was, but, man, they ought to be fired.
Well, but that's the suffragette. Isn't that a throwback to the 1920s or whatever it is?
Well, you'd have to look that up. I had to Google it to find out why are they doing that, and you'd have to look that up. That's not what people, the average person tuning in last night, weren't saying, oh, they're wearing white because of suffrage. No, they're looking at that and saying, wait a minute, it kind of looks like that photo of Ralph Northam. What is going on here?
Oh, my God.
Dumbest visual effects that you could have possibly come up with for that speech.
More coming up. It's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. We'll talk more about the speech. Also, we are into day three of the 120-day Nevada legislature. What can we expect from new Governor Sisolak and the new almost supermajority in the state Senate? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. It is live and local now.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, president and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost, the list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now for a Wednesday hump day. That means Chuck Muth Day. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Okay, so you like the speech, especially if you're a red meat conservative Trumper. You think he will get some sort of a bump in the approval ratings. But I guess my ultimate question is, this was a speech designed to try and unite. Did it accomplish any of that, do you think?
Yeah. Again, I think it did. I think that it will move, again, some of these independents, folks who are hesitant about Trump, I think it's going to start moving them in their direction. Now, there's a counter to this, though, Kevin, also, that I think is going to help the president. Not only did the president do what I think he needed to do to move the country toward getting a majority of support for him and uniting the country, but the response by Democrats during that speech, their failure to applaud, their failure to stand for certain parts of that, you know, including, you know, there were some Democrats who sat on their hands when he recognized that 11-year-old girl who was, you know, fighting cancer, and they couldn't even bring themselves to stand up and applaud for that. Yeah, that is really at the heart of this Trump derangement syndrome, and I think it was on display for a lot of those independents out there in the country who saw the president extending an olive branch and saying, come on, let's come together, let's continue our efforts to make America great again, and Democrats saying, nope, as long as Trump's doing it, we ain't going to have nothing to do with that. And I think that obstructionist label is going to start weighing in on a lot of these independents and say, yeah, you know, the Democrats aren't playing fair with this. They're only opposing it because Trump's doing it, not because it's a bad idea.
And the 10-year-old cancer survivor, Grace Eline, and what an amazing moment that is. She's like the poster child of why we're doing all the things we're doing, why the president is redoubling efforts to find a cure for cancer. That is absolutely amazing. Let me just ask you, though, going forward now, and I know sometimes the president, a president, after a State of the Union, will go out on the road. We don't see, or we haven't heard at least, any of these things yet. But I'm curious what you think of what the next step should be for this president, or is it just stay off Twitter and go about your business?
Again, I don't think he is going to stay off Twitter, and I don't think he should stay off Twitter. That is a real positive, net positive for him in securing his base. Now, and maybe I misunderstood or misread something, Kevin, but I thought I read a tweet this morning, not from the president, but I think it might have been from his campaign manager, Brad Parscale, that he's on his way to El Paso, Texas, and he's going to do a speech in a couple of days, 1,000 feet from the wall.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
Yeah, again, I think that's what I read. I don't want to say it definitively, but I'm pretty sure that's what I read this morning. And I think he's going to take his message. He's going to continue taking his message directly to the people of the United States. I don't think he's going to ease off the gas pedal at all.
I want to ask you, because family members of two of the four murder victims, alleged murder victims of Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman, were in the gallery last night for the speech. The folks, and obviously these are two of the people killed in Reno. There were four victims in all. There may be more that we don't know about yet. I thought that was a touching moment, and again, it kind of localized it for folks in Northern Nevada.
Yeah, and I'm very surprised that more Republicans in Nevada aren't standing up and making public statements about this, because it did hit close to home. I mean, the four victims were Nevadans, and you know, where are Nevada's congressional members talking about that? Of course, they're not. And I don't expect the Democrats to do it, like Dina Titus and whatnot. Obviously, that doesn't fit their narrative. But where are the Republicans in Nevada talking about that sort of thing? And the other thing I find interesting about this, Kevin, is that the left, knowing that this is another potential devastating hit for their argument, that this gentleman, I hate to call him, let's use Trump's word, this animal killed four Nevadans, and he's an illegal alien. But the left's excuse is, well, we don't know that a wall would have stopped him. Maybe he came into the country and stayed beyond his visa, like that rapper that ICE just nailed. Well, but that goes beyond what this argument is. That's beside the point. It doesn't matter whether he himself came into the country illegally across the border or whether he overstayed a visa. The fact of the matter is, there are others who have crossed our southern border who are bringing drugs in here, who are bringing death and destruction, like MS-13 killing that guy on the subway train this week in New York. And that's what the left fails to talk about. They are very, very intellectually dishonest about this whole argument. They continue to conflate legal immigration with illegal immigration. And I think the American public is going to catch on to this pretty soon.
Okay, I want to take you to the Commonwealth of Virginia. Ralph Northam is the governor. He hasn't resigned yet. We got the lieutenant governor. And by the way, Northam is being assailed not because he believes that infanticide is okay, but because he wore blackface or he tried to moonwalk like Michael Jackson. Now we're finding out that there's a problem with the lieutenant governor, charges or allegations of sexual assault, sexual impropriety. Now we find out the attorney general admits now that he wore blackface. Who ultimately will be the governor of Virginia? They're running out of candidates.
Yeah, and it's I know I saw another photo yesterday, because on the left, Whoopi Goldberg is perhaps one of the biggest of the Trump haters out there, and there's a photo going around on social media of her with actor Ted Danson, who was in the TV show Cheers, Sam Malone, and he wore blackface, and Whoopi Goldberg is sitting right next to him, laughing her head off. So again, it demonstrates that there are two different sets of rules, one for conservatives and one for liberals in this country. And again, I hope and I think the country's starting to catch on to that. I hope Ralph Northam sticks it out. I hope he doesn't resign. And the only reason Democrats want him to stay in office and not resign, the reason they do want him to resign, is because he's an embarrassment to them and their narrative. They really don't care about the blackface thing, a photograph from 30-some years ago. That's not their gig. They only care about how it hurts them nationally in trying to continue to paint you and me and other conservatives as racist. That's why they want him to resign.
Wow. Chuck, always good. If folks want to read up on what you're going after, where do they go?
Yeah, just go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com. Sign up for Moose Truth email, my e-newsletter. It's free. NevadaNewsAndViews.com.
Sounds good, man. We'll talk again next Wednesday.
You got it. I'll see you in studio next Wednesday.
In studio! And you're going to bring a studio guest, and I love that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. yourliberty.com. The president spoke for 80 minutes last night. And there was a local flavor to it for those who live in Northern Nevada. Family members of at least two of the victims, alleged victims, of Wilber Martinez Guzman. And just in watching the speech, the family members obviously got a little teary-eyed as the president was talking about them. But this was the president and the reference to those two victims in Reno from an illegal alien who allegedly killed them both.
Year after year, countless Americans are murdered by criminal, illegal aliens. I've gotten to know many wonderful angel moms and dads and families. No one should ever have to suffer the horrible heartache that they have had to endure. Here tonight is Deborah Bissell. Just 3 weeks ago, Deborah's parents, Gerald and Sharon, were burglarized and shot to death in their Reno, Nevada home by an illegal alien. They were in their 80s and are survived by four children, 11 grandchildren, and 20 great-grandchildren. Also here tonight are Gerald and Sharon's granddaughter, Heather, and great-granddaughter, Madison. To Deborah, Heather, Madison, please stand. Few can understand your pain. Thank you, and thank you for being here. Thank you very much.
That was the president last night. I promised we would be Trump intensive and that we'd have a lot of the highlights for you, and we do. One of the things I liked most was the president spent a lot of time, not just a line here, a line there. Let's go to cut three. Because one of the things he did was break down the reasoning, the logic of building a border wall. And obviously it was Republicans getting up and cheering and the Democrats standing, well, or sitting on their hands. Here again from last night's speech, making the case for immigration reform.
My administration has sent to Congress a common sense proposal to end the crisis on the southern border. It includes humanitarian assistance, more law enforcement, drug detection at our ports, closing loopholes that enable child smuggling, and plans for a new physical barrier or wall to secure the vast areas between our ports of entry. In the past, most of the people in this room voted for a wall, but the proper wall never got built. I will get it built. This is a smart, strategic, see-through steel barrier, not just a simple concrete wall. It will be deployed in the areas identified by the border agents as having the greatest need. And these agents will tell you where walls go up, illegal crossings go way, way down. San Diego used to have the most illegal border crossings in our country. In response, a strong security wall was put in place. This powerful barrier almost completely ended illegal crossings. The border city of El Paso, Texas, used to have extremely high rates of violent crime, one of the highest in the entire country, and considered one of our nation's most dangerous cities. Now, immediately upon its building, with a powerful barrier in place, El Paso is one of the safest cities in our country. Simply put, walls work and walls save lives.
Up next, it was, the theme of the speech. And maybe you can judge if it did the job. Let's go to cut 8. Because this was the president urging Democrats, and I suppose independents, to choose greatness. Here from last night, the State of the Union Address.
Now we must step boldly and bravely into the next chapter of this great American adventure. And we must create a new standard of living for the 21st century. An amazing quality of life for all of our citizens is within reach. We can make our community safer, our family stronger, our culture richer, our faith deeper, and our middle class bigger and more prosperous than ever before. But we must reject the politics of revenge, resistance, and retribution, and embrace the boundless potential of cooperation, compromise, and the common good. Together, we can break decades of political stalemate. We can bridge old divisions, heal old wounds, build new coalitions, forge new solutions, and unlock the extraordinary promise of America's future. The decision is ours to make. We must choose between greatness or gridlock, results or resistance, vision or vengeance, incredible progress or pointless destruction. Tonight, I ask you to choose greatness.
Now, there was the unity part of that speech. And there may be, I noticed Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat, standing for a bunch of the Trump stuff. He was the only Democrat standing. It's a pretty lonely place to be in a sea of white suffragette outfits on the women and Chuck Schumer planted in his seat when you're the only Democrat that gets to your feet and applauds a president's line. That's got to be a pretty lonely place to be. In fact, what we're going to do coming up is I want to get your view of the speech. Now, you may be a huge Trump supporter. You may be an independent. You might even be a Democrat. I want to hear what you took from the speech last night. 844. In fact, when we come back, I'll tell you what the media said. And the media response was very, very positive. 844. Well, it depends on who you watched. Yeah. Okay. No. It depends on who you watched. 844. The number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I was just looking through some of the media comments about the president's speech last night. Wonderful, incredible, stirring, inspiring, genuinely moving. ABC's Jonathan Carl said, quote, "The president and his speechwriters have accomplished something remarkable here tonight." Wall Street Journal columnist Peggy Noonan called the State of the Union, quote, "a deeply adept speech in terms of policy." Ben Siegel, ABC News, bipartisan applause for Trump, made in the USA line. George Stephanopoulos, ABC News, there were moments that unified the chamber tonight. Apparently that's good. I always love it. And whenever there's a speech, whether it be on the floor of the state assembly or state senate in Washington, I always go to the back of the speech because that's where the call to action usually is. So it was with the president last night. This is how he wrapped up the State of the Union speech, cut number 6. Here we go.
Our biggest victories are still to come. We have not yet begun to dream. We must choose whether we are defined by our differences or whether we dare to transcend them. We must choose whether we squander our great inheritance or whether we proudly declare that we are Americans. We do the incredible. We defy the impossible. We conquer the unknown. This is the time to reignite the American imagination. This is the time to search for the tallest summit and set our sights on the brightest star. This is the time to rekindle the bonds of love and loyalty and memory that link us together as citizens, as neighbors, as patriots. This is our future, our fate, and our choice to make. I am asking you to choose greatness. No matter the trials we face, no matter the challenges to come, we must go forward together. We must keep America first in our hearts. We must keep freedom alive in our souls. And we must always keep faith in America's destiny. That one nation, under God, must be the hope and the promise and the light and the glory among all the nations of the world. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much.
That's the way the president ended things last night. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Now, here's a friendly reminder to one and all, Valentine's Day just around the corner, later this month. And trust me, take it from a guy that knows from personal experience, you don't want to forget Valentine's Day. So celebrate at Ichabod's Thursday, February 14th, beginning at 3 p.m. You and your main squeeze can choose from veal marsala, walleye, surf and turf, lamb chops, and my personal favorite, prime rib. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining. Call for reservations right now. Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Yeah, that piano bar begins 6:30 every night of the week. I love it. I absolutely love it. My thoughts on the speech. I thought there were elements of that speech that were very close to what you see in a Trump rally speech. When you saw the women in the white suffragette outfits kind of dancing in the aisles, there was something special there. The president went out of his way to talk up the new numbers in Congress for women. I mean, that's impressive stuff. One of the things that, as I was watching this, I said, you know, the only thing missing is a lock her up chant or a build that wall, build that wall. I mean, they were chanting USA, USA. These were Democrats. Democrats chanting USA, USA. I thought it was an amazing speech. I almost forgot the best part. Let's go to cut 7. Because the reason you go to Capitol Hill and you cram 535 members of Congress into the House chambers is the name of the speech, the State of the Union. And the president referenced that.
We have unleashed a revolution in American energy. The United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world. And now, for the first time in 65 years, we are a net exporter of energy. After 24 months of rapid progress, our economy is the envy of the world. Our military is the most powerful on Earth by far. And America... America is again winning each and every day. Members of Congress, the state of our union is strong.
I love that. In fact, we always wait to see how the president, regardless of who it is, how he will lead up to that moment. I thought that was a good way to lead up to that moment. In fact, I thought that was exceptional. We'll get another view. I like to call it expert testimony from Nathan Taylor, manager of the Republican Coalition. And we'll find out from him if he thinks the speech got the job done. They had said going in they wanted it to be a unity speech. Although I saw a lot of Democrats sitting on their hands. They weren't about to applaud anything. Chuck Schumer with that sour look on his face. Nancy Pelosi biting her lip sitting behind the president. And of course, anybody that's Speaker of the House knows you're going to be on camera and your facial reactions are all going to be on record. You can't hide. So if there are moments that make you uncomfortable, you can't let them see you sweat. Stick around. More to do as you we will continue. Nathan Taylor, managing member of a brand new group, Nevada Republican Coalition. I love it. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.